Recording in progress.
We will now call to order the Township of Piscataway Council meeting of April 15, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Here.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid. Councilmember Erin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Please join me in saluting the flag. Thank you. Any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
Thank you.
No additions.
Thank you. Open to the public comments regarding item number 15, consent agenda items. Opening to the public for each, this is for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Cedar, do we have anyone in remote?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing the remote portion. For the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat at the completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. Close to the attendees. Cedar, can I have a roll call? Never mind. Next agenda item. It's an ordinance second reading adopting redevelopment plan for the Rivercrest Cabana Club, Rivercrest Drive, Block 7305, Lots 19.01, 20 and 21. It's open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting a redevelopment plan for Block 7305, Lots 19.01, 20 and 21, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, commonly known as Rivercrest Cabana Club, Rivercrest Drive, was introduced on the 4th day of March 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 9th day of March 2025. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 15th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-05.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. May I have a motion?
Motion, Carmack.
Sorry, open to the public. Opening to the public for the remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees. Opening to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration would then respond if necessary. I see no in-person attendees come to the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
May I have a second?
Michael.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes.
Council Member Lombardi?
Yes.
Thank you. Ordinance second reading, sale of certain lands owned by the Township Block 2101, Lot 10.03, 5 Old Brunswick, New Brunswick Road, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway, pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13B1, was introduced on the 4th day of March 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 9th day of March 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 15, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-06.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. Opening up to the public. Remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click on the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any in remote attendees?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. Closing to the remote attendees, opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat at the completion or your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Council President, I just wanted to make clear, in case anyone wants to know, this is land, right, that we're, there's going to be some road improvement. Is that correct, Tim Dacey, just so we... The sale of the Old New Brunswick Road. It's at the intersection of Stelton.
We're turning the property over to the county engineering department because there's going to be a stormwater detention system as part of the upgrade of the signalized intersection there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it aloud. I will make an offer for this.
And a second, please.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 9, ordinance second reading to exceed the municipal budget appropriations and establish a cap bank open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2025, an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank, NJSA 48:4-45.14, was introduced on the 4th day of March 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 9th day of March 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 15, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be signed number 2025-07.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We'll open for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone with their hands raised?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees, opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. In-person attendees is closed. Thank you. A motion?
Motion. Councilman Uren.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 10, ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, to open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, Division of Police, was introduced on the 4th day of March 2025 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 9th day of March 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on April 15, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-08.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Opening to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have any remote attendees with their hands raised?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. Opening up to the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. See no one at the podium. Closing for the in-person attendees. Motion, please.
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 11, ordinance first reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 25, vehicles over designated weight limit excluded from certain streets. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 25, Vehicles Over Designated Weight Excluded from Certain Streets, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 6th day of May, 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. May I have a motion?
Motion, Councilman Owen.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Urin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. First reading passes. Item number 12, ordinance first reading, acquisition of certain property regarding Hazelwood Place and Hanover Street Road Improvements. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Heater.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land and Fee Simple for the Improvement of Hazelwood Place and Hanover Street in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 6th day of May, 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. May I have a motion, please?
Councilwoman Lombardi, motion.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Urin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 13, ordinance first reading, amending salary and wage schedule, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Heater.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending the salary and wage schedule, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 6th day of May, 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Heater. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Leibowitz.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Urin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Ordinance first reading, bond ordinance, various capital improvements, $7,005,000/$6,333,750. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Heater.
If I may, Council President, before this is to put the money in place for the cleanup of the Logical Park, and we're expected to be reimbursed with some grant money and things like that, and then once the work is completed, we're expected to be reimbursed with additional monies from the spill fund legislation.
Mike's not on. I'm so excited. I know, Michelle, you want to probably say something, but I'm chomping at the bit because I can't wait for someday to have a dog park over there. So, but it is good news that we're going to get some money back for that and help. And I'm sure we'll continue to push for those monies, right?
It's good news that it's getting started.
Right, right. It was difficult, difficult.
Thank you. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make the offer.
Oh, read.
Oh, Middlesex has to read. Sorry.
Skip there.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for Various Capital Improvements in and by the Township of Piscataway and the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $7,005,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $6,333,750 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 6th day of May, 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Offer.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
A big yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Item number 15, Consent Agenda Resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? I see none. Thank you. A motion, please.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Owen.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill.
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Going down to public hearing, calendar year 2025 municipal budget. Open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Peter, do we have any remote attendees?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing it to the remote attendees. Opening in the in-person for the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat at the completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilman Owen.
Closing the public hearing. Resolution, appointment of OEM coordinator Nick Lombardi.
Be it resolved.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Be it resolved by the Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey. Whereas the mayor of the Township of Piscataway has recommended the appointment of Nick Lombardi as emergency management coordinator for a term of 3 years, commencing January 1, 2025 and expiring December 31, 2027, subject to the advice and consent of the Township Council of the Township of Piscataway. Now therefore be it resolved by the Township Council of the Township of Piscataway that the Township Council does hereby extend its advice and consent to the appointment of Nick Lombardi as emergency management coordinator for a term of 3 years, commencing January 1, 2025 and expiring December 31st, 2027.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Cahill?
Yes.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Abstain.
Councilmember Uren?
Yes.
Council President Espinosa?
Yes, and congratulations. All right, Mayor, we have a proclamation for Arbor Day, sir.
If I may, whereas trees are vital to the health and well-being of our communities, and whereas neighborhood trees provide clean air and help prevent soil erosion, support diverse wildlife, and enhance beauty of our landscapes, and whereas trees help mitigate the effects of climate change and by absorbing carbon dioxide and reducing energy costs for our homes and businesses by providing shade, whereas Arbor Day serves as a reminder of the importance of trees in their preservation and sustainable management for present and future generations, and whereas the township is known for its numerous beautiful trees, which enhance the desirability of Piscataway as a community for which we live, work, and play, and Piscataway is recognized as a Tree City USA by Arbor Day Foundation for 38 years. Now, therefore, I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township in the county of Middlesex and the state of New Jersey, do I recognize April 25th, 2025 as Arbor Day. As an aside note, we're in the process now of replanting a lot of dead street trees throughout the community. And one of the biggest problems that we're having is with the ash borer beetle is really killing a lot of our trees in our municipal parks. It's just devastating.
Which beetle is that?
It's the ash borer beetle. but with that being said, I mean, Public Works has been busy taking down these dead trees because they're becoming liabilities. We're concerned that some of these trees would come down and or limbs might hit some folks that are using the parks, but it's really disheartening to see all these very mature 70-foot trees that are completely dead. And it's no fault of us or anything. It's just the insects are just doing a number on the trees. So there's really nothing you can do.
What was the parasite that we all used to put the tar around the tree for? Was that?
That's a gypsy moth.
That was a gypsy moth? Nothing.
No.
To prevent this? Okay.
There are other things fortuitous, a lot of the oaks are dying and lantern flies. I mean, you name it. I mean, it's just, we've spent well over $600,000 last year alone on taking down dead trees in the parks, and we could easily spend a couple million dollars taking down the dead trees. So,
thank you, Mayor. Mayor, we also have a proclamation for Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month and the observance of Denim Day highlight the critical importance of addressing and preventing sexual violence, including sexual assault, sexual harassment, and sexual abuse, and whereas sexual assault is a pervasive crime that affects individuals of all ages, genders, and backgrounds, leaving lasting physical, emotional, and psychological impact, whereas sexual violence is an issue of the public health, human rights, and social justice, requiring collective effort to prevent and respond to devastating consequences. And whereas we must work together to educate our community about what can be done to prevent sexual assault and how to help survivors. And whereas those in need of support, the Middlesex County Family Justice Center and Middlesex County Center of Empowerment are resources dedicated for providing compassionate assistance to survivors of sexual assault. And now, therefore, I, Brian Waller, Mayor of Township Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, do by recognize month of April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month and encourage all residents to observe Denim Day on April 30th, a worldwide campaign to raise awareness and highlight the misconceptions surrounding sexual violence. And I want to thank the volunteers of our domestic violence team here locally, in conjunction with the police department, who do a superb job in helping people 24/7 when they need it.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, announcements and comments from the officials. Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill.
Yeah, first I'd like to acknowledge that for those who are celebrating Passover and Easter, this is amongst the holiest times of the year for folks celebrating. And again, Passover has already begun. Easter is about to be upon us. And I'd like to wish all of those a happy Passover and a very blessed Easter. I'm not going to take away her thunder, but I do want to say we have a congratulations for one of our council members who's calling in tonight. I don't want to take it away from her if she wants to say it, but she became a grandmother. I don't know if it's a first time, second time, or whatever, but a big congratulations to Laura Leibowitz.
Nice.
And that is it for me. Thank you. thank you very much.
Thanks to Councilwoman Gabrielle, Kale. Councilwoman Sharon Carmichael?
I just say congratulations to Laura as well. And also wish everyone a happy Easter and Passover. And I just also want to acknowledge the Amy Bauman yesterday. She had someone there from the New Jersey State Seniors Department who went over that PAC form for Anchor, Senior Stay, and Property Tax Relief. And I thought it was a great idea. I was there, and I know many seniors were there, and I spoke to Amy about possibly doing it again because it's not due till October, because other people would be interested, and she is going to be doing that. So look for the announcements.
We've already reached out. Assemblyman Danielson and Assemblyman Egan are going to have their staff come over and go over the paperwork again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Carmichael. Councilwoman Laura Leibowitz.
Hello. Is this okay or is it too loud?
It's good.
Is my volume okay? Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for understanding. Yes, as Councilwoman Cahill indicated, I am currently visiting my second granddaughter. We now have a pair of gems. We have a pearl and an opal. Opal arrived on April 7th. So we are here visiting her. And I appreciate that. I also want to echo sentiments of best wishes for those celebrating Passover and preparing for the Easter holiday. These are certainly significant holidays for many people, recognizing themes of freedom and escape from persecution and salvation. And these are all certainly themes that we can really appreciate these days. I want to give a special thank you to the members of the council and the members of our township who showed up last week at the hands-off rally. It was very heartening to see so many people from our town and surrounding areas out there really speaking the truth about what is going on in this country. And really appreciate that. I also appreciate many of the discussions that we've been having surrounding the undocumented among us and their need for protection. Many of us are away at this time and we're not directly addressing it in this meeting, but I know we've had discussions, frank, caring, and sensitive discussions, and I appreciate that as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for your time and everyone that is celebrating these holidays this week. Please, I hope they are meaningful and important for all.
Thank you, Councilwoman Leibowitz. Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi?
Well, the first thing I would like to do is publicly thank Ms. Jennifer Johnson down there, who has moved from the mayor's office down into the clerk's office. But she was an integral part in the coordination of our Piscataway cleanup day. So although it rained and hailed the morning of our cleanup day, we had well over 200 people registered. And I think most people came out, which was really quite surprising, to tell you the truth. Maybe four sets of people maybe didn't come out of the whole 200. So thank you to Jennifer for making that happen again. And thank you to all the residents that did come out on that ugly day to help clean up the Piscataway parks. So also I'd like to say happy Easter and happy Passover. And congratulations, Grandma.
Thank you, Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi. Councilwoman Sarah Rashid is not here. Councilman Frank Earn.
I just want to wish everybody a happy Passover and a happy Easter.
Thank you, Councilman Earn. Mayor?
the same thing with Happy Passover and Easter. Had an opportunity, as well as Councilwoman Lombardi, attending the return of the 44th Regiment soldiers in our Army National Guard. On Saturday, I had an opportunity to also present the citation ribbons along with the governor and Senator Booker. It was a very emotional ceremony, knowing that it was the largest deployment of the Army National Guard in over 20 years, where you had 1,500 soldiers that were away for almost a year, some of them, and they were stationed in Syria and Iraq. And it was good seeing that the families were happy to see that their loved ones were home and nobody was injured and or was seriously hurt. And that's what was the good news. So with that, thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor.
I just wanted to make one more comment. I will also want to say congratulations to Frank. The Little League parade this year, another ugly day. But I've never seen that many kids out at a Little League parade in a long time. So that was a very successful day for the little ones of Piscataway to play t-ball and baseball and enjoy themselves. That was a really nice day. Great job.
Thank you. We're up to 350 kids.
Job.
Oh, that's awesome.
The field was full, and that's how you could tell, right? When the teams line up on the field, there was no space, which was great. Congratulations, and it's good for our town and for the families, right?
So. Sure, we'll need two fields.
Thank you. Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Nothing tonight.
Thank you. Assistant Business Administrator Paula Cosellari. Sorry.
I just wanted to announce, although it was on social media, I just at this meeting would like to say the township received $92,000 grant for the local recreation improvement grant. This is in an effort of the township continuing its green sustainability efforts, and this is going to replace the four of the sports field lighting at Riverside Park with LED lighting, which will provide better control and better efficiency of use. Also, the township submitted its final request for the $1 million under the state and local fiscal recovery funds for the 911 dispatch center. So I checked the status and it says final approval. So they're looking at it now. So we probably will get that as well. And I just want to wish everyone all the best this holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney Raj Kumar.
Yeah, just wanted to wish everybody a happy Passover and Easter, but also for the Sikh community, happy Vaisakhi, and then a lot of Indian communities also had a happy New Year yesterday.
Oh, thank you, Raj.
Thank you, Raj. Just a reminder, just kind of piggybacking off of the great job that Jen did for the community clean on the Piscataway Cleanup Day. Just a reminder to everyone that tomorrow is the last day, I believe, to put the garbage in front of the park. So that way DPW can go ahead and pick up the garbage. So please do that, and that way we can have nice clean parks. Second, Piscataway Soccer Club will be having their tryouts on May 2nd for new players and the week of May 12th for current and potential new players. So please register on the website at piscataway.org. And also just happy Easter to everyone. Have a safe Easter. Thank you.
Can I just say one thing? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to welcome Jennifer Johnson to the clerk's office. Looking so forward to working with you, and I'm glad to have you a part of the team.
Yay. Love it, Jen.
Okay. Agenda session for May 6, 2025. Ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 7, traffic section 25, vehicles over a designated weight limit excluded from certain streets, open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, acquisitions of certain property regarding Hazelwood Place and Hanover Street road improvements, open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, amending salary and wage schedule open to public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, bond ordinance, various capital improvements, $7,005,633,750. That will be open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 21 Zoning Section 8A, open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance first reading, authorizing deed of restriction for ecological park, resolution adopting ordinance. And then we will have a proclamation, Municipal Clerks Week, May 4th through 10th, 2025. Just in time. Item number 22, we're going to open this to the public.
Can I make one quick statement?
Sure.
One other comment that I was made aware that we really should acknowledge is the mayor and Frank with the Municipal Alliance went to many of the schools this week and did a substance abuse and substance awareness class. So Frank, you might want to mention a little bit about what you did over at the schools this week.
Well, it's a community outreach task force, not Municipal Alliance anymore. We went to three middle schools and a high school for 2 days, and we had vaping, marijuana, and social media awareness, and we touched about 3,700 kids.
Kudos to that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's great. Thank you. I'm going to open it to the for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anyone in the remote attendees section?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We are closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion or your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Sarah Radford. I live at 13 Dunbar Avenue. And I want to talk about the property assessments again. So first, I just want to say thank you to Tim Dacey, Paula Cazzarelli, and Lisa Stevens for meeting with me, taking the time. They really did take the time to explain a lot of things, but I still have some questions. So the biggest takeaway I think I had from that meeting is that one of the most important pieces of information about your property that is needed in order to determine which are going to be your comparable homes to compare to is the style of building. In other words, do you live in a bi-level? Do you live in a Cape Cod? And what I would just like to ask is if that information could be incorporated into the large spreadsheet that is available, because that's one there's a lot of columns in that spreadsheet, and that column is nowhere in there. So it makes it very difficult for individual people like me then to I can go in and I can click individually into each property record, and then I can enter that information manually into the spreadsheet. And I did that for all the home sales for last year so that I could try to make this comparison. But it really shouldn't be that difficult for an individual person to get that information. So that's my request, would be if that information is so important for making those comparisons, would be for that information to then be made available to the public in that spreadsheet in a format that's readily accessible and easy for us to use. So that's my statement. And I have a lot more questions. I'm going to call Lisa Stevens and hopefully she'll explain them to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, in-person attendees. All right, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Have a good night.